to Backstage with Brooke, your all-access pass to Music City, where nothing is off-limits. Grab a drink. Let's go backstage.
Welcome to another episode. I'm so excited about this. Hold on. Let me cue your walkout music. Oh, yeah.
They want to shoot, shoot, shoot.
Y'all, welcome SK Hammer to the studio.
That actually sounded really good.
I was like, SK, what's your favorite song? And she hit me with a shoop.
I was like, okay.
She goes, what's a shoop? Bam.
Yeah, salt and pepper. I know. It just took me a minute. Yeah, but I'm not a good dancer. So I'm like, shoop, shoop.
That's how you do it. Yeah. Okay. It's like, dee.
Was that actually good, though?
Yeah. When someone cast her.
It's so funny. I literally texted SK and I was like, you want to be on my podcast? She was like, okay, yes. I would love to.
I said I would be honored.
Honored?
Yeah, I threw out honored.
She did. She threw out the honored friend card.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to talk to you about life in general. Backstage with Brooke really just kind of embodies backstage, behind the scenes kind of vibe. And everybody thinks, you know, music industry. Yeah. But in Nashville specifically, I feel like you've like made this mark as like a Nashville influencer. Obviously, like across the US too, like you travel a ton and you just went to Israel, which we're going to talk about that. But I want to dive into like influencer life, because okay, I feel like a lot of people, they see Instagram or TikTok or whatever social media outlet that people use, and that's what they think, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. But they don't get to see literal blood, sweat, and tears that goes into being an influencer. It's a full-time job.
It sure is.
So I'm excited to talk about this. Cool. So first, your story. You went to college and then you decided to go get your master's.
Yes.
And I just, tell me the story on how, I mean, I know the story, but everybody else doesn't know the story about how SK decided, yeah, you were going to move across the country and you were going to take a leap of faith, and how, you know, SK Hammer on Instagram was born.
Yeah. Okay. Let's roll it back.
Roll it back, honey.
Yes. So I did. I went to the University of Utah for undergrad, and while there, I just was overly involved, you would say. Was in every club, organization, like really tried to get my hands in everything and do it all. That is my personality. That was my personality. And from there, I developed this love for college.
Listen, it's a real thing though. It's, yeah, like, I mean, college is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, you know, it's like glory days, like you find yourself, you become who you're, you know, maybe going to become. And it was a great experience. And because I was so involved on campus, I really wanted to go into this career that's called student affairs, which essentially is like everything I was doing in school, but like as an advisor. So, right, like, why wouldn't you want to do that? You know, mm-hmm, throw parties, work in Greek life, student government. Like, you know, it's just, yeah, it was right up my alley. And I was like, that's what I'm going to do. But it took me a long time to get there.
Right.
Because I graduated with a degree in exercise sports science. I was going to do personal training or medical field. And I graduated from undergrad. And honestly, there was a lot of imposter syndrome with that. And mm-hmm, I was like, oh, I need to look a certain way before I can start training people.
Right.
And like with that expectation on me, it hindered my like ability to adequately help other people, mm-hmm, help myself. And so I had a job, just like a regular, best job of my life. My job after college was so great. I was like an executive assistant.
I was just going to say, what was it?
I loved it. I did not foresee myself getting that job. But I had a sorority sister, like an older one, like, mm-hmm, hit me up and be like, do you know anyone that's graduating looking for a job? Me.
You're like, hi. Hello, that's like, me.
Yes, it's me. Hello, hi. And I got into this job that was really, it was a good learning, like a good learning step. And it was kind of like my parents saw it and they glorified it, because, mm-hmm, my parents come from the age of, you get a job, you stick with it, good benefits, good pay, they treat you right. Like
somewhere where you're going to retire.
Yeah, this, yeah, is your end all be all. And every, right, time I would talk about my job, they're like, this is awesome. Like you have it so good. Like, mm-hmm, this is so great. So then that compared to what I do now, they don't understand.
Yeah.
They do, totally, not understand at all. So that's like very interesting to have that conversation with them. And I'm sure a lot of people also are on the same page of like, what is this job that you do and how are you doing it?
Totally.
So while I was in this job, my between undergrad, grad, mm-hmm. I fell in love, as some do.
Yeah.
And dated this guy. We dated like long distance for a while and he was living in San Francisco. And so as I'm like in this job that, you know, it's a great job, but it's really just like clock in, clock out. Don't have to think about it.
Totally.
Don't know where it's going. Don't think it's my passion. Like, okay, I'm thinking about going back to school. He's in San Francisco, so I'm looking at schools in Northern California, in the city, and we get to a place where, okay, tuition's going to be really expensive if I try to do that.
Because out of state.
Out of state, yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to live there for a while, get in-state tuition, we'll do our thing. Mm-hmm. So we weren't going to live together. I found a place, like, in the city, in San Francisco, really good rent, like, really good rent. I'll tell you, it was $900.
I was just going to say, really good rent. Like, I was like, it's got to be under $1,000.
It was $900 in San Francisco. Oh,
that literal dream come true.
Yes.
Like, right now, like, you know.
It literally was like blessings. It was like, I was like, okay, I want to pursue a relationship with this man. Mm-hmm. And I like want to take that next step. And like, okay, what can I do? And so found a place to live. Easy. Yeah. Found a job. Easy. Like interviewed. Got it. And it got to the place where I was so excited. I was like, everything's working out. This is going to be great. I'm going to move to San Francisco and I'm going to date this man that I love. And then we're going to get married.
Yeah.
And I tell him. And I did not get the reaction that I expected.
Did he not know that you were
pursuing? I think he knew. He knew I was. We were talking about it.
Right.
You know, I just don't know if he thought I was actually making moves.
Right.
Or actually taking it serious, or like would actually be able to find a place to live or find a job. Like, I think that he was just like, you know, keeping the peace. Like, yeah,
just this being is what cool we need about
to do.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you know, looking back, there's a lot of things that I should have known. Like, it was his idea, like, we should date closer to each other before we talk about marriage.
Totally.
So I'm like, okay, let me get my bag. Like, right. I'm coming. Like,
yeah, totally.
Cool. Like, if that's the stipulation, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then, I tell him and he looks at me and he goes, you can't afford that. That was his reaction. Like, you can't afford that, period.
Excuse me, sir?
What?
Yeah.
Like, that was just, I was like, okay, interesting. And I was like, here's how I can make it work.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. He goes on a boys trip that weekend, comes home and dumps me. Boys trips.
So you had already, had signed a lease already?
No.
You hadn't signed papers.
Mm-mm, hadn't okay. signed anything, which was great. It was hard. It definitely was hard. And it was... I mean, it was right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
like, totally.
Like, I don't want to chase someone that doesn't want to marry me. Like, I don't even want to date someone that doesn't
listen,
want to marry
me. I was just talking with somebody about this, about how, like, these memes go around social media right now where it's like, if somebody wants to be around you, they're going to text you back. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. these girls that are like, oh, they're just playing a game and they're, you know, they're playing coy. They're like, they're playing. And I'm like, no, if he wanted to text you, he would text you already. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, good on you for having that perspective, because a lot of people don't. They might have tried to stay.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it really opened up an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And this is where we get to Clemson, because I was really just location bound. And then I took it as this, like, okay, open it up. I applied everywhere. I interviewed everywhere. And it was great because this job that I mm-hmm. loved and I have so much respect for, and, you know, they shaped a lot of who I am. They were open. They were like, we'll take care of all your things. You go as many interviews as you need to go on, as like much time as you need off. Like, we acknowledge that this is a next step in your career and we support you.
Yeah.
So of course I took advantage of that. I was like, where can I go? Like, I was gone every month for interview weekends and it was so fun. But Clemson was my first interview weekend and I didn't know about it. A small town in the South. You know,
girl, like, I went to school in South Carolina, so trust me, I know.
I was like, okay, whatever. I have University of Southern California, I have NYU, I have Vanderbilt. I'm like, whatever. This is a fun little I'm getting away like,
right.
weekend. No. Ended up, Clemson's where I went, and a big part of that decision was money. Mm-hmm. They are awesome. They provided me a full tuition, housing, food. Like, amazing.
Where do I sign?
Yeah. I was like, okay, no, that's a no brainer.
Totally.
Yeah. And I think that it was a really hard time in my life. And I think a big part of why it was a hard time is like, I didn't involve God in that decision.
Yeah.
I think that I was feeling types of ways after my college boyfriend and I broke up, and then I was like, I'll set up this for this next guy, and I ended up falling in love with him, wanting to marry him, and then he also breaks up with me, and so I'm like, God, you don't have my back. Yeah. Like, I'll do this on my own.
Totally. I mean, listen, we all get there at those points in our lives where we're like, I know better than you do.
Yeah.
And you'll always look back and be like, hey, hey, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But, yeah. But yeah, and so I was wrestling with a lot of changes at that time. It was my first time living outside of Utah, my first time experiencing anything that was like different from the culture and the people that I grew up with.
Yeah.
But 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah.
You got to go through hell to, you know, go.
You got to go.
Sing it.
If you're going through hell. I thought that's what you were going to keep on moving, don't slow down. If you're not moving, you might get out before the devil even knows you're there. We are available to be signed.
Yeah, I'm like, we're going to get a contract.
We could just be called BK.
I love it. The new BK.
The new BK. Let's go.
BK, we're coming for you.
Heck yes. I love how you started off saying, I mean, not love, but you know what I'm saying. Like when you were talking about imposter syndrome and how that can be such a thing. I had no idea that you studied exercise science.
Yeah.
Funny story about me. This is a little fun fact about BT that you might not know. I was an exercise science major before, as soon as I got to college, I was like, yeah, I want to be an athletic trainer. Yep. This is what I want to do.
Makes sense. You were an athlete.
I played volleyball in college. So that was my whole thing. I showed up to my first anatomy class and they gave us the like quiz in the beginning. And they were like, if you do bad on this, you should consider dropping this course. Literally got three questions right. Three. I was like, this ain't for me. I like looked at the professor and I was just like, can I be excused? this is not for me. And our school was like known for like their nursing program and stuff. So they were just like on everything. But that's a hard major to like succeed in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what?
I know.
I had no idea.
I mean, yeah, I was pretty good at academics.
That's like exercise science, man. I talk for a living. Okay. So I feel like my brain's like this small sometimes compared to people, but, the imposter syndrome of like not feeling like you're good enough to do something that you're good at.
Yeah.
Is such a real thing nowadays.
It is. And I feel like it definitely, like, hindsight's 20/20, right? But, like, it definitely did hold me back. And, like, if I could go talk to my younger self, I'd be like, hey, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And especially, I'd be like, in 10 years, like, people, like, that's what people actually want. Like, people want someone who's relatable, who looks like them, who can offer advice and, like, have similar, like, oh, I've been through that. Here's what I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish I definitely, like, It is hard. Like, we all go through it.
Totally. And I mean, even nowadays, like, I know that we've talked offline about certain things, but like the imposter syndrome nowadays when it comes to social media, and I mean, doing it for a living, I mean, you've got to go through that a lot.
Oh yeah. Every day. Every day I'm like up and down, up and down, up and down. Like, oh, I love this. This is so great. I'm doing so great. And then I need to quit. Like, what is this? I can't keep up. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not, you know, trendy enough. Artistic enough, pretty enough, cool enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's all the enoughs, everything you can think of.
Well, and it's just like, you know, everything is based on your value of how many likes you have, how many followers you have, how many, you know, if you have a blue check mark, if you're, you know, if you've gone viral, if whatever, blah, blah, blah. But people don't see, they see all of that stuff thinking that it just comes as it comes, right? But they don't see the literal, like, crazy hours that you work.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, taking for example, say you have to edit a video. How long does it take you to edit one 16-second reel on Instagram?
It's embarrassing how long it takes me. Like, hour minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Depending if I want to, like, just do my normal, you know, you practice, you learn, you craft your skill.
Totally.
If I'm trying to do anything that's, like, a little bit out of my comfort zone, trying to do something new and creative, I'm like,
It takes a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's definitely commendable too, because editing is a hard thing to do first and foremost. But then also, like, editing and then posting and then, you know, searching and seeking out brand deals and things like that. I think a lot of people don't understand, like, what it takes to, I say what it takes, but like, what is a day in the life of an influencer, like a full-time influencer. Yeah. That's what you do for your full-time job. Take us through a normal day, like what it looks like.
My day, wake up, take my wellness walk.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk more about that later.
Yes, girl.
But, wake up at like 6. So I'm like,
She's up.
I'm up. We're trying to get stuff done. Walk, work out, breakfast, get on the computer. It's like emails, editing, engaging, following up, giving insights, like brand seed insights. You have to go back through and get all your insights. And then making sure you have your cover photo right and like lined up and that it looks good on your feed. And then, okay, we're looking at what's trending on TikTok right now. Okay, how do I create this? Like, then you are Googling it and trying to like recreate it and then negotiating with brands. And then not only that, but like, okay, yeah, normal day-to-day things, right? But then the part for me is like, I stand up from my computer, work's not done. Like, yeah. I always have my phone in my hand. I'm always thinking like, ooh, okay, this could be like a really pretty picture. This could make a cool reel, or I need to like film part of this because at one day sometime maybe I'm going to need a clip of this. And then, and so instead of being like present with my friends, I'm like, okay, how like picture, or I'm like thinking in the back of my head, like if I do intentionally try to be present, that's when I'm mostly like, oh, this, like, I want to get my camera out. Like, I really want to like, I want to capture this. I want to capture this feeling that I'm feeling right now, this mm-hmm. experience. And I want to share that because it is either, you know, aspirational, inspirational. It's yeah. meaningful to me. And I just want to like put myself out there, or someone else could get something from this. And so it's like constantly always running, you know, I'm doing it until I go to bed at night.
And not truly ever getting a break too. Yeah. And I think that's what I've noticed and like learned from you as a friend. By the way, SK and I met through Instagram too, by the way.
Our Instagram friends.
We had a mutual friend. I don't even remember how, but then we just Instagram and we went to St. Anejo.
Yeah, our first date.
That was our first date.
Mm-hmm. We were there for hours.
We were there for so long. We talked for so long talking about our lives and just hanging. And we just literally hit it off and have been friends ever since. Yeah. So that's a gist of our friendship. Yes. And how that began. But it was a, you know, it was a little Instagram friendship. And then yeah. we were like, let's hang out. So we hung out and here we are. But just knowing you and knowing that you just never like mentally get a break.
Yeah.
I always empathize so much with you and your job and like what you do, because you truly can never turn off, which is not a bad thing. It's not, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but for the backstage quote unquote purpose yeah. of like who you are and like your job, like you go on vacation and you've got to document it yeah. or you have to have, you know, outfits planned for brand collaborations. And like, listen, ladies, like, or gentlemen, if she's not posting, she's not making money. And that's the beauty of all of this. You know, the beauty of the business is like, my parents drive a semi truck for a living. And if they're not driving, if they're not moving, they're not making money. And that's just like how their like job works. So it's just like, it's so interesting to me for other people to like talk about like their jobs and like how it works, because I don't think people truly get it. They're like, oh, it must be nice to just yeah. be able to sit on your phone all day. And it's yeah. like, actually, yeah. must be nice to actually not have your phone yeah. all day, you know?
Must be nice to leave your phone at home. I wonder what that's like. Right. I wish I could.
Let's circle back to your wellness walks. I love this. And this is one of my favorite things that you do, because it truly helps me want to like get out and like take a walk, because mental health wellness, physical wellness, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, you're like the wellness girly in my life. And I always love seeing you take your wellness walks, because you truly, it's not just something you post about. I feel like there are a lot of influencers that like they'll post about something, but it's not really who they are.
Yeah.
You truly do take a wellness walk every single day.
Yeah.
What inspired you to like want to do that? Or like, how did the wellness walk start for you?
Okay. So when I moved to Nashville, so I've been here for 3 years. I moved during COVID. It was July 2020. Loved being here. I felt like I didn't know if it was forever. And I was wrestling with a lot of things of like, now I'm trying to do influencing full time. I'm still not back in Utah with my friends and family. I just graduated from grad school, like that was halted in the middle of my program. And then just like, hey, good job. You have your degree. Like, goodbye.
So weird.
Yeah. Such a strange time. So, and then like I said, like from moving from Utah and having those 2 years in grad school of like self-reflection and evaluation, which it really wasn't, because I was just masking everything. I like adopted some really unhealthy lifestyle habits during that time that was really, I didn't really know how to cope with what I was feeling, and I didn't really want to address it. And I really was just doing everything I could to avoid.
Yeah.
My favorite coping mechanism is avoidance. But then when I looked at it, and I was like, very, very, very depressed, like not okay, not wanting to be here, didn't really see my value of like, you know, I'm like, I'm not even with like family. And like I left Utah and no one checks in and I'm just here and I'm alone. And I just felt like I was like grappling for friendships and like pulling and trying so hard. And that's not the way to get friendships, you know, right. But like, it just was like, I was trying to do things and I was doing it in a way that was more harmful than helpful. And it finally got to a place where I was like, I need, something's got to change. Something's got to give. And like, I was just drinking a lot and like really like it would cause me to be even more depressed. And I just would get in like phases and just get angry and not be happy with who I was or what I was doing. And so I took a couple months and I just basically trying to do 75 hard. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like there's all these lists of things to do when you do 75 hard. And one of them is like a 45 minute workout outside. Yeah. So I started going on walks and I would do this every day. And what I realized, and I talked to a friend, his name's Doug Cartwright. We knew each other in college and he's written a book and I've read his book and he came to Nashville and like we met up at the rooftop at Losers.
Amazing.
And I'm like in this, like, you know, I'm in this phase of my life and I'm just like going all out and, you know, trying to avoid. And I meet this friend who like, I was a freshman in college. And he was like this cool older classman. Like this guy that was like, he's so cool and cute. And like, I cannot, like, I just thought he was so cool. And then the fact that like, what, 10 years later, he's like, hey, I'm in Nashville. Let's meet up. Talks to me how his like his life has changed. He's going through this like spiritual wellness, whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was, I think it was something in either his book or something he said that was like that time without your phone, that time just to be alone. And so I took that as a challenge. And so my routine is I wake up and I just go outside. I mean, I have my phone with me for safety. It's still on sleep mode.
Yeah.
Do not disturb. And I try really hard not to look at it. And I feel like when I feel like I'm doing good, I'm like on my phone, you know?
Yeah, but
like,
just chilling.
Yeah. But, you know, when I really try to take the time to be intentional about that walk, I'm going to tell you, the first couple months, it was so hard.
Yeah.
Because I had to actually think. There's no music, no podcast, nothing. I had to think. I had to be alone with my thoughts.
Right. That's, and I mean, listen, that is a loud place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was hard. Like there were times I feel like I couldn't even like get through my walk without being like, it's too much. It's too much. And just that routine and like really, really reflecting and really being like, okay, this is not who I want to be. What do I want to be? How do I want to become that person? What needs to change? What am I not going to give up? What can I, and like, how am I really feeling? Started going to therapy. I'm not lying when I say the wellness walk has changed, like saved my life.
Yeah.
Like I do not know where I would be if I did not start this practice of just before I look at my phone, before I get into emails, before I check notifications, before anything gets in my brain that can derail me or like distract me. I'm outside. I'm in nature. I'm in silence. I can't speak enough about it. Like I recommend it to everyone. It might not be the first thing you do in the morning, but just like, because like you said, like I'm always on, always thinking about things. And so, and I, you know, I, as you can maybe now know, like I do that because I'm hurting,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
I'm trying to avoid
right.
like the other situations. And so I'm constantly working.
Yeah.
And so I've really had to learn to take time, be still. It sucks, but it's amazing.
I mean, listen, and you're dedicated to it. Like when I tell you SK will go out in the pouring rain, if it's cold, it doesn't matter. She is suited up. She is geared up, ready to go in her wellness walks. And it's such an inspiring thing for not just me, but so many of your followers do their wellness walks and they'll like tag you.
I know that
means so much to you because it's such a therapy thing for you and to be able to like feel like that you're helping somebody else. And it's just like, listen, if you help one other person, that is like so priceless. And I know that that means so much to you. So I just know that those wellness walks might seem like mundane or just something that's just a part of your life, but you even just posting about them or they're changing people's lives and how it saved yours. Like I'm sure that there's people who haven't tagged you in a video or something. There's probably people out there that are like, their wellness walks have saved their lives too.
Yeah.
So like, it's really important to make sure that you know that you're making a difference, whether or not you feel like you are. I know for a fact, because it's helped me in like my journey of like wanting to be, you know, a little more movement. Yeah. A little more movement during the day, even if it's just like 10 minutes, like it is such a game changer. And like you said, not being on your phone, because it's so easy to just like take a walk, but you've got a podcast on or music on or somebody texts you and it's just like, then you're right back into it all. Yeah. But when you just fully disconnect, and she will, like, you are always on do not disturb mode in the morning. If I text you, I'm like, oh, she's on her wellness walk. Like, she's out, she's doing something. But I think that's such a cool thing that you've implemented and that you've kind of taken into other places in your life. Like, you're my wellness girly. Like, anytime that I go to SK's Instagram, I know that there's something going on, whether it's like your emotional wellness, your mental health, yeah, whether it's your spiritual wellness, like in our Bible study and things like that. I love that you are not only helping to like work on yourself, but like you're working on other people too. And like I said, I know that you're in it, so you see it right here, but like from a bigger, like broader perspective lens, like you're helping so many people. And I hope you know that, because I know that it can get very like, you know, oh, this is just my job.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that, because even as I promote wellness, I have those moments, I mean, mostly all the time, but those moments of imposter syndrome still, especially with like the whole that girl wellness trend.
Yeah.
I have literally had close friends be like, you do that, how are you wellness? Like, this isn't very wellness of you. Like,
yeah,
you don't look a certain way. I'm like, I went on the Israel trip, and like this girl was like, literally asked me like, how do you promote wellness when you like are also eating and drinking and like the size that you are? I'm like, okay.
Somebody said that to your face?
Yes.
What?
We'd been drinking, so
okay,
you know,
but for real, who do I need to kill?
But like, so I do get the imposter syndrome in that, but it gives me a way to explain exactly why I do this. It's because I do it for the everyday girl, like the girl or man or person that is like, you know, I don't have time for that. It's not my vibe. Like, I love my Diet Cokes. I love this. I love going out. I love being with friends. Like, great.
Yes.
I'm not doing this to like change, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's so much applause given to like huge transformations or like super, super strict, dedicated routines. And
totally.
And I just want to show that there's a way to implement if it's just one. If it's just one element of wellness every day, whether that's, it could be social wellness, like you and I getting together.
100%.
Just one thing every day, and like ways to do it in a way that like you don't feel like you have to end your whole life, which I feel like as I go on and as people go on, these things are like, these things fuel the soul.
Totally.
And so you're going to do more and more every day, and then you are going to have those transformations, but you're going to do it in a way that's not self like discriminating and like self-sabotaging.
Well, and so SK and I work out with the same personal trainer. So Jamie, shout out to Jamie and
Good Life Training.
We love you so much. But I think it's such a cool thing, because I started working out with Jamie because I saw you posting about it, and I was just like, oh, I'm gonna hit him up and see like what this is all about. But Jamie is all about, and I think this is why I love you so much, is because he's all about like, it's, life's about balance, right? Like, if you want to get Taco Bell, you can get Taco Bell and not feel bad about it, because that's just like a part of life. And if that's a part of your life, he's going to shift and make sure that like we stay in a calorie deficit to make sure that we're still like on track for our goals. So it's just like give and take here and there in different places in your life. And I think that's so like normal about any type of wellness, right? Yeah. Like, you don't have to be a bodybuilder and not eat cheeseburgers ever again to like be healthy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And for someone to say that about you, it's just like, you're healthy. And my body in what way? You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to weigh 150 pounds and be a size, you know, 7 or whatever to like be healthy or whatever it is. And I hate that society has told us that we're supposed to look a certain way, because I mean, you know, in my postpartum journey and like what I've been going through and just like feeling different about my, like my body's different. Like, I went from being like a size 10, 12 to like now I'm a 14, 16 and like wearing baggy clothes because I'm ashamed of my body, which is like, why?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, why are we ashamed of what we look like? Because who told us that we're supposed to look a certain way?
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that are that smaller size that are not healthy emotionally, not healthy spiritually, not healthy, like, you know, socially.
Yeah.
There's just so many. It's just like, pick your hard, right? Like, pick which wellness area is going to be your hard one. Like, it could be physical, it could be emotional, whatever, but everybody doesn't look the same. And I think that's what's so great about the world, is that we can all be different, but we can all like be nice to each other.
Yeah.
I don't like how so many people are just so mean all the time, especially on social media. Like, I can't believe that girl said that to your face.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing about it is it doesn't faze me because it's more often than not that the questions come, you know, and right. I'm so happy to answer them because I get it. Like, we are taught that, and what we see is like wellness is ABC, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of times we think wellness, we think physical, like think physical wellness. That's what we think. And so it is great that it opens up a conversation.
Totally.
And like, at least I feel like I've gotten to a place where I can look back at, you know, college grad SK and be like, no, you can be a trainer. If that's what you want, you can. And so like, now that I see that, I can say I have that confidence in myself to be like, no, I am passionate about this.
Yeah.
And it is something I know. And it is something I am like care about. And I can still do it without being perfect.
Right. 100%. Without being perfect. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. You can literally accomplish something without being perfect.
Yeah. And another plug. So I, while in grad school, mm-hmm. I actually created curriculum for first year students around the 8 elements of wellness. So I know what I'm talking about. Like, let me show you.
She's like, let me get on my guidebook, yes. my handbook. Okay. Like,
okay. We have a degree to back up. I'm not just sitting on, you know, on Instagram saying,
you should ask homegirl for her email address and send her a PDF file.
I'm like, here's my bibliography or my research and work I've done.
Oh my gosh. That is seriously, that's epic. Have you ever thought about like, if you decided not to do influencing again, would you want to go back and be in physical therapy or do something with that degree?
Yeah, I think I would. I definitely enjoyed it.
The inflection. She said,
okay, yeah. As much as like we're sitting here like, influencing is like this full, I'm like, man, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much, even when I hate it.
Yeah. You're good at it.
You know, the biggest thing for me is like not having to ask someone for time off. That's huge.
I mean, that's like real. That's so real thing. Though.
Yeah. I think I'll just ask myself for time off and 100%. Then like figure out what it is. But no, I do think that I would not be able to be in this position. I do not have that bone in my body that a lot of really great entrepreneurs have of like, I'm going for it. I'm risking it. Like, there's a lot of me that is very safe. I'm very rational. I want to make the best decision. I weigh all my options. So I know that I could not fully engage in this job if I didn't have my degrees.
Totally.
Because I know if something happens, I have degrees and I can go get a job. But like, I really admire like, you know, that it's a huge part of like what gets people going is like, hey, I don't have anything else. Like I gotta make this happen.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think there's always possibility and I want to keep that open because who knows what's going to happen with.
Totally. If you're hiring for a personal or a physical therapist or something later in life, maybe SK will be the guy or the girl that you run to.
Yeah.
Just keep it open. I'll send you her email address. So when it comes to like influencing though, has there ever been a part of you that's ever just like, I'm done? Oh, yeah. I want to quit. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, yeah. Back in 2019, my account got hacked.
Oh, God.
One of those. It got hacked. And, like, there was a moment I was like, wow. Like, what if I'm just done? Mm-hmm. What if I just, like, don't get it back? What if I just, like, oh, you know what I mean? There was that moment I was like, wow, this could be my way out.
Yeah.
Like, I found a way out. Because let me tell you, I've been doing this since the app opened. Like, I feel like, it's like 2010.
Yeah.
I signed up, got my username. Like we're posting pics. We're trying to, you know,
yep.
did the whole thing, college, travel after college. Like always, I was like Instagram girl. Like carried on my DSLR. You know, it was what I was known for.
It was rough out in the streets back in the day when you had the you had to have an external camera. Like you had the digital camera, you had to upload it. It was a grind. Yes. You did that.
Yeah, I'm like at frat parties. I'm like, DSLR, let's go. I'm like, I don't know how they let me in.
I'm dead.
In college, I didn't drink. So I was like, just this, like, I'm the sober counselor with like the, and I'm taking camera. Like DSLR photos of like people doing things they probably never want to like relive.
They're
again.
Like, did you destroy those memory cards? Yeah.
Honestly, though, it's so funny. One of my best friends from college is like so mad at me because I was like, I photographed everything.
Yeah.
Like, I was documenting it all, like, for everyone. Like, there was one point every single fraternity sorority, like, open house video was all my photos.
Wow.
Like, everyone, like, I just did it all. And not, like, because it was a job, but I just always had my cameras.
Right. We're
like, do you have this? Anyway, my computer got full. We know this. We're all dealing with, like, full storage things.
Yes.
My computer got full, my college computer, and, like, all my stuff was on it. And you can't upload the, there's like new, like, what is, I don't know, what's it called? Like, it's from version 1.0 to version one. Like,
oh, yeah, you can't upgrade it.
You right. can't
or update the,
update it if yeah. you don't have any storage.
Right.
So all that stuff is on this my college computer. And I'm like, one day I'll be a millionaire and be able to, like, pay someone who, like, knows computers to, like, get all that stuff off. But all the time, she always messaged me. She's like, I'm so mad. I'm so mad at you because lost all those memories.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, she's mad. I'm mad. But probably the people who are going to be our parties. Next senators, you know, or like so happy. I don't
There's
know.
There's people running for president yeah. in 20 years that you have pictures of them doing keg stands yeah. in college. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you're definitely going to want to pay somebody to get those pictures yeah, off. That could be good.
Wow. I'll make my money back.
Heck real yes. quick. Influencing is such a, I feel like, strange topic for some people. I feel like
it's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. And like people, kind of uncomfortable. People our age, I feel like, get it
yeah.
for the most part. But like you said earlier, how like having those conversations with like your parents, like they don't get it.
Yeah.
Those conversations are weird.
They're so weird. They're yeah. so weird. My parents literally didn't understand what I was doing ever. And they don't follow me because I don't let them.
I mean, listen.
But so they really don't get it. Like right. they don't see it. They don't whatever. But I guess, who was it? Like. Rachel Parcell, she's a Utah girl. She yeah. was on like the local news. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, that's what our daughter does.
Got it.
So then they like were able to figure out because there was like some special to talk about. I mean, I'm no Rachel Parcell. I'm not trying to compare myself to her at all. Like, I'm not even on that level. Like, this girl, oh, she's got it. But what I'm saying is my parents were like, oh, okay. But yeah, I still get texts like, good, you need to move home. Like, how are you making rent? They're just like, they just let me do my thing, but
I have like no idea. The way I try to describe it to people who don't get it that are a little older. I'm like, basically, it's like me making a commercial for someone.
Yeah.
So it's like a commercial that you'd see on TV. It's just now that you see it on social media, but it's like from your perspective. It's not just actors. It's like, but like you're literally playing the actor in the ad or the commercial or whatever it is. And like, that's all it is.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. yeah. So maybe try explaining it that way. Like I'm just an actor in a commercial.
I'm an actor in a commercial okay. every single day. Some of my followers are like, yeah, you are.
One of the things that I love talking about too, which I know that you're very particular with who you work with, but there are so many influencers I feel like that just say yes to everything.
Oh, let me tell you a story.
Okay. Let's hear it.
For about 2 years, one year.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to grad school, I was like, told you was not happy, was not whatever.
Right.
I had a ton of credit card. I had $60,000 of credit card debt when I went to grad school, which is why obviously I made the decision to go to the free grad school.
Totally.
But that was me. I was like, I wasn't comfortable with how I looked, how my body had changed. I wasn't comfortable with what I was doing. I told you I was making like life choices that were not in line with my values and were not what I have ever experienced before. So I just posted ads and I was that girl. I was like, yes to everything. I was like, for a free little container of deodorant, I'm like, I will smile and hold that deodorant.
I love it.
I will, you know, everything I can get for free.
Yeah.
Which sucked because, I mean, it was great. I got out of debt. So grateful for that. I'm grateful for the opportunities. It taught me a lot about negotiations and country, blah, blah, blah. But I really was, when I left Utah, I was like on that cusp of like, I could drop names like of all these like huge influencers. And yeah. I was like right there with them. And then you lose all your authenticity. You lose it. And I did. I lost it. And I've been working to bring it back. But yeah. I was doing everything I could. Everything I could. Which is why now I am so adamant about, like, I'm doing the things that make sense for me, that fit my lifestyle, that, like, I can yeah. fit into a wellness category. Or, you know, when I talk about it, it's not going to be weird.
Right. Something that's, like, you're passionate about. And yeah. it's similar in radio, too. Like, we do on-air endorsements, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, within my show, like if you're listening to the radio and you hear me talk about something, it's like usually something that is like we're allowed to say no.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's just like I feel like a lot of people when they listen to the radio, they think, oh, they just got paid to say that. And it's oh, just yeah. like we did get paid to say that, but we are allowed to say no to things. And I think that's one of the cool things. But I mean, I'll tell you, there are radio people that will say yes to everything. They don't care what it is. They're like, if you're going to pay me to talk about it, I'm going to talk about yeah. it, which I feel like is one of those things where it's like, you really do lose your authenticity because it's like, do you want me to actually engage with this brand or are you just collecting a paycheck?
Yeah.
But, which is such a hard thing too, because it's like you said, this is your full-time job.
Yeah.
If there's no money coming in.
What do you do?
Yeah. It's hard to say no to stuff, yeah. But I feel like you're so good at like.
Thank you.
It align, like you're, it never feels icky. Like, you know, you follow some people and you're like.
That's huge.
But yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. I was trial by error, honestly. Yeah. Like, so if someone's out there, you know, I've been there, done that, and don't do it. Bad idea. Really not great for your career. But right. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah. And you'll live and learn.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things in life too that I mean, off topic, but on topic, like I've been so afraid to fail that I just didn't do these things. Right. And so I think it is so great to be like, wow, I did that and I made a mistake and like I learned from it, because if I didn't learn from it, where would I be? You know, I remember like the first time, I think it was like, when was it? Like 2014, a friend had a boutique and she was like, can you take this? I was going to Costa Rica for spring break. Can you take this, post a picture of it on? I felt so weird, hated it. I was like, I'm not a sellout. I don't want to do this, blah, 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 blah. And like now I'm like, oh, I did that all the time. I do that all the time. But it was like, it's either that could have been my whole life could have been like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, feel awkward. I don't want my college friends to think I'm weird. I don't want people to think I'm selling out. I don't want people to think like I'm ick or cringe.
Yeah.
And instead I went full 360, which I mean, 180, which was not a great way, but like it at least like you fail and you make mistakes instead of sitting in that safe box.
100%. And I feel like that's a lot of ways how the world sucks sometimes, because everybody wants to point out your mistakes. But it's like, if you don't make a mistake, you're not going to learn from it. And it's like, you can look at other people's mistakes and try to learn from it. But until you sit in it, it's such a different feeling than to say, oh, well, they did that. Let me try this. But it's like when you fail at something or you make a mistake at something per se, that the way that you recover from that and you learn from it, like that is like priceless.
Yeah, I feel like being friends with you, I've learned that a lot because of your favorite quote or the advice that your boss gave you.
Fail harder. Yeah. You have to.
I think about that all the time because of you.
Yeah.
You know, I am afraid. I want to be perfect. I want to be seen a certain way. And I don't want to make mistakes. They're not fun.
No.
But.
They're human.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we're not robots.
Where are you gonna go?
Yeah. We're not robots. Like, we're never going to be perfect. And like you said earlier, like, we can work on ourselves, but we're not going to be perfect. Nobody is ever going to be perfect. Except for you, Lord. You're listening. Except for you. But. It's so important to remember, like, failing is not the end all be all. Like, failing doesn't put a period on whatever you're working on.
Yeah.
It's a comma, and you learn from it, and you just keep going, and you keep climbing the stairs, you keep trying to get to the top. But yeah, failure is such a key part of success, I think.
Yeah. Appreciate you, you know.
I got you, boo.
Mentoring me through
that. I got you, boo. I'm like the annoying positive friend. I always tell people that. I'm like, I'm that annoying positive friend that's like, don't worry, I've got a quote that's going to make your day. Okay, we're getting ready to wrap up. But if there is one little piece of advice you could give to somebody who is maybe an influencer listening, maybe they are wanting to do influencing, they're not sure what to do. Like, what would you say is something that helped you in the beginning? Maybe advice that you wish you would have gotten when you were just starting SK Hammer on Instagram.
I think the biggest thing that I've noticed working with a lot of influencers and being in the space is you cannot forget how valuable in-person relationships are.
Yeah.
And how people feel when they're around you is huge, and being able to carry on a conversation with someone, that's been my biggest thing. And I think that I get it, because it's hard to do that when you can sit in your corner in your room and talk to your phone all day, and you have thousands of people who are there listening and engaging and making you feel special. But there, nothing will compare with face-to-face interaction, kindness, communication.
Yeah.
And just don't forget that.
Yeah. Having community is really everything. And it's like having those people in your life that's like, hey, come over. Hey, let's go do something. Hey, we got to hang out. Because it's just like, I, for one, after COVID especially, like, I'm such a hermit. Like, I love staying home now. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's not who we're meant to be. Yeah. We're meant to be around humans. And, like, I have always thrived. Like, I'm always the girl that, like, lights up the room. I'm always walking around. But after COVID, my husband will call me out about it. He is like, your light is dimming. Like, you've got to get that back. You've got to get around people, because that's where you thrive. And it's important, like you said, those in-person relationships, You can talk to your phone all day, but that phone is not going to talk back to you. It might in a text message, but there's something different about making eye contact with somebody and like actually feeling that emotion. It just feels good.
It feels really good.
Yeah. It does.
Even if it takes a little bit more effort to get there.
Totally.
Because I get that. Yeah.
Listen, we all love a night in sweatpants with no makeup on. Those are our favorites.
Definitely.
Order some pizza, work on our eating wellness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so to wrap up, I have this little gumball machine.
Right. I'm excited for
where
this.
These are just kind of like random questions that every guest that comes in gets to add to the question. So let's see what we got here.
I am pretty nervous, but we got this.
Okay, this is from Callie Hardy.
Callie, be good.
She says, if you had to marry any TV character, who would it be?
Top of my head, Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Have you guys seen the new Auto movie?
No. Is it so good?
I watched it on the plane to Israel, and I always do this. I always watch sad movies.
Were you sobbing on the plane?
Like snot, like wiping it on the seat. I'm like, duh. Like,
I feel like Tom Hanks would be a really good husband.
Wouldn't he just be like, I don't know. The movie was so sweet. And I don't really know a lot about his personal, I don't know who he is as a person, but I do know like the characters that he plays. I'm like,
they're always
like he'd make a great father, have some good advice.
Very nurturing. Yes.
Yeah. Probably would like treat me kindly. So that came out of the top of my head.
All right, Tom.
I might come back. I might comment on this later and be like,
wait a second.
Sassy, sexy hunk,
Someone. She said Thor. I'm going to change my answer to Thor.
Obviously.
He'll work on my okay, that's another day, another topic.
Though, this is like, in the last 2 weeks, my whole perspective on like men and dating has shifted. And it's so weird. I'm like, want it like 23 to 27. I want like the hot, young, whatever. And I think maybe, just the woman in me is coming out like, oh, he'd make a great father.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, he'd be so sweet. Oh, we could like sit on the porch together.
Isn't that funny how your like perspective changes like that so quick?
So quick. I'm like, in the fact that I like noticed it, like night and day, I'm like, whoa, something happened.
Listen, my husband is 4 years younger than me. I'm a coot.
That is 100% has been my type forever.
Yes, just a little bit younger. So and you're just like, I know more than you, they're but like.
Fun, full of life.
Yes.
Like, and they're like, you're so cool.
SK is single, so if any guys are listening or you have any single guy friends that are amazing, just let us know.
Yeah, the expectations are really high, so.
Well, let's end on a little shoopy shoop. Hey, SK Hammer on Instagram if you want to follow her. I love you.
I love you too.